Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. April 28th, 2024 marks what would have been the 100th birthday of one of my favorite jazz singers, Blossom Deary. So in honor of her centennial, I'd like to feature this hour what I consider to be her best work. Between 1956 and 1961, Blossom Deary recorded six classic albums for the Verve label. These albums are my desert island discs, exquisite combinations of small combo jazz playing, held aloft by Deary's coy and mysterious vocals. This hour, I'll comb through these records and play a few of my favorite selections. It's Blossom Deary on Verve. Coming up next on Afterglow.
Take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. When balmy breezes compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently city's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently glide. City's a wondrous toy. Made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Thank you.
One of the best versions of that song, in my opinion. That was Manhattan, the first big hit for Rodgers and Hart, performed there by Blossom Dearie. That comes from her 1958 Verve album, Once Upon a Summertime. Dearie was born in New York and got her start there, and towards the end of her life, she lived in Greenwich Village in Manhattan and performed nearly every weekend at a small club on West 46th Street. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm taking a look at the music of Blossom Dearie. And yes, Blossom Dearie is her real name. In the early 1950s, Blossom Dearie had moved from New York to Paris. She stayed in Paris for several years, immersing herself in the jazz and bebop scene there as both a singer and a pianist, and playing in all kinds of Parisian hotspots. She stood out, blonde, petite, winsome, and amazingly skilled. She was able to bounce from cute and coy to intimate and sultry at the drop of a hat, all while accompanying herself at the piano with a perfect sense of swing. It was in Paris that she met the American record producer Norman Granz. Granz was so impressed with her that he offered her a recording contract if she moved back to the States. She returned home to New York in 1956, and in September of that year, she recorded her first self-titled album for Granz's Verve record label. Dearie recorded the album as a trio with bassist Ray Brown and drummer Joe Jones. Brown would become her sidekick on a number of albums. Bits of Dearie's Parisian past showed up on the album and would continue to show up on her records in the years to come. I'll start this next set with a jazz standard by Jerome Kern, and one that Dearie Frenchified by translating a verse of it into French. Here's Blossom Dearie from her debut Verve album with I Won't Dance on Afterglow.
I won't dance, don't ask me. With you, my heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what? You're handsome. You know what? Too handsome. But oh, what you do to me. I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not a specimen. And that's why I won't dance. Why should I won't dance? How could I won't dance? Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So if you hold me in your arms, I won't dance. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos. And that's why je ne danse pas, je ne veux pas, je ne danse pas. Je ne peux pas, je ne danse pas. Merci, monsieur. Vous êtes gentil et je vous aime, c'est vrai. Mais je ne peux pas danser quand vous êtes si près. Which means that when I'm in your arms, at last I know what a fool I've been, for I've lost the last love I shall ever win. And at last I see how my heart was blind to the joys before me that I left behind. When the wind was fresh on the hill and the stars were new in the sky, and a lark was heard in the still, where was I? Where was I? When the spring is cold, where do robins go? What makes winters lonely? Now at last I know when the wind was fresh on the hill and the stars were new in the sky, and a lark was heard in the still, where was I? Where was I? When the spring is cold, what makes winters lonely? Now at last I know.
Two songs from Blossom Dearie's self-titled Verve debut, recorded in 1956. We just heard Now at Last, a song written by Bob Hames, who was a friend of Dearie's and the brother of singer Dick Hames. Dearie was a big advocate for Bob Hames' songs. She recorded about a half dozen of them in her career. Before that, we heard I Won't Dance, a song written by Jerome Kern. Blossom Dearie described her approach to singing as a combination of two styles of performance: the cabaret singing of New York's East Side, with its emphasis on the lyrics, and the jazz singing on New York's West Side, with its emphasis on the rhythm. Her combination of these two performances made her a top-notch interpreter who could also swing. On her next album for Verve in 1957, called Give Him the Ooh La La, she was able to show off both sides of this performance approach. First, here's Dearie with the Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee tune, I Walk a Little Faster, on Afterglow.
Pretending that we'll meet each time I turn a corner, I walk a little faster. Pretending life is sweet, 'cause love's around the corner, I walk a little faster. Can't begin to see my future shine as yet.
No sign as yet, you're mine as yet. Rushing toward a face I can't divine as yet. Keep bumping into walls and taking lots of falls. But even though I meet at each and every corner with nothing but disaster, I set my chin a little higher, hope a little longer, build a little stronger castle in the air, and thinking you'll be there. I walk a little faster, begin to see my future shine as yet. No sign as yet, you're mine as yet. Rushing toward a face I can't divine as yet. Keep bumping into walls and taking lots of falls. But even though I meet at each and every corner with nothing but disaster, I set my chin a little higher, hope a little longer, build a little stronger castle in the air, and thinking you'll be there. I walk a little faster. Thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town. We'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun, but it was just one of those things. It was just one of those things. Just one of those crazy flings, one of those bells that now and then ring. Just one of those things, it was just one of those nights. Just one of those fabulous flights, a trip to the moon on gossamer wings. Just one of those things, if we thought a bit about the end of it when we started painting the town, we'd have been aware that our love affair was too hot not to cool down. So goodbye, dear, and amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. It was great fun.
but it was just one of those things. One of those things, one of those things. Just one of those things.
Blossom Dearie, swinging her way through the Cole Porter tune, Just One of Those Things. We also heard the Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee tune, I Walk a Little Faster. Both songs from her 1957 Verve album, Give Him the Ooh La La. Guitarist Herb Ellis, bassist Ray Brown, and drummer Joe Jones were all featured there as well. Blossom Dearie's next album for Verve might be my favorite, the 1958 album Once Upon a Summertime. Now, Dearie is often given a bad rap, mostly because people are sometimes turned off by her girlish, cutesy voice. And even on this, one of her best albums, she's guilty of playing into that stereotype.
Why don't you join the group? It's better than being a party poop. Obligato.
That was Cy Coleman's The Doodlin' Song. In fact, Coleman was also singing on that track. But at the same time, that girlish voice of Blossom Dearie's was capable of some serious depth, especially when she was trying to subvert that persona. Take the opening track of this album, the song Tea for Two. This song, Tea for Two, is often considered to be one of the most banal songs of the Great American Songbook, but Dearie slows it down and softens it to a whisper, making it intimate, enticing, and almost seductive. Here's Blossom Dearie with that song now, Tea for Two, on Afterglow.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own. Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chase is unknown. Far from the cry of the city, where flowers pretty caress the streams. Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in. Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture me upon your knee with tea for two and two for tea. Me for you and you for me. Or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations. We won't have it known that we own a telephone. Day will break and you'll wake and I will bake a sugar cake for you to take for all the boys to see. Can't you see?
chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high step and strutters. Nosy pokes'll peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top. I can feel the night getting blurry as we drive back home in the Surrey. Driving slowly home in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head on my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls kerplop. The sun is swimming on the rim of the hill, the moon is taking a header, and just as I'm thinking that the earth is still, a lark'll wake up in the meadow. Hushy bird, my baby's a-sleepin', maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep creepin' at a slow clip-clop. Don't you hurry with a Surrey with a fringe on the top. Those chicks, ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. I'll take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I'll take you out in the Surrey with the fringe.
Blossom Deary, with two tracks from her 1958 Verve album Once Upon a Summertime. We just heard Surrey with The Fringe on the Top, a Rodgers and Hammerstein song from Oklahoma. Deary slowed that one down, and she actually made it part of her live set lists for decades. Before that, we heard another somewhat banal tune that Blossom turned into a slow burner. That was Vincent Yeoman's Tea for Two. We'll have more of Blossom Deary's Verve years in just a bit, in honor of the singer's 100th birthday this month. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring Blossom Dearie's work for the Verve record label in the late 1950s and early 1960s this hour. I consider this to be her best work and some of my favorite work from any singer.
Something I have long been without. It's the key that opens heaven's front door.
Blossom Dearie worked mostly with small jazz ensembles during these years, teaming up with folks like bassist Ray Brown, guitarist Kenny Burrell, and drummer Ed Thigpen. She also performed newer songs by up-and-coming songwriters, like this Bob Haim song, You've Got Something I Want, which she recorded in May of 1959.
That my rainbow's end is waiting right here. You've got something I want.
Her fourth album for Verve Records was recorded earlier in 1959 and features all songs by the songwriting pair of Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Comden and Green were some of the best lyricists of the second generation of the Great American Songbook, working both on Broadway and in Hollywood. They teamed up with composers like Julie Stein and Leonard Bernstein to write memorable songs from the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. On this album, Dearie is able to capture the duo's mixture of wit and intimacy. It's as if these songs were made just for her. Here's Blossom Dearie with Comden and Green's song, Just in Time, on Afterglow.
Just in time. I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost. The losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed. Nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time. You found me just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Just in time, you found me just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. 'Cause love came just in time. You found me just in time, and changed my lonely.
Why am I feeling so good? Why am I feeling so strong? Why am I feeling when things could look black, that nothing could possibly go wrong? This has been a most unusual day. Love has made me see things in a different way. Can it be? I like myself. He likes me. So I like myself. If someone wonderful as he is can think I'm wonderful, then unlike myself, always used to dislike myself, but now my love has got me riding. So do I. Feeling so unlike myself, always used to dislike myself, but now my love has got me riding high. He likes me, so, so do I.
The tune I Like Myself by composer Andre Previn and lyricists Betty Comden and Adolph Green. Before that, we heard Just in Time by Comden, Green, and composer Julie Stein. Both of these songs came from the 1959 album Blossom Dearie Sings, Comden and Green. Blossom Dearie's next album for Verve took her in a different direction musically. Instead of working with a small jazz ensemble, she teamed up with Russ Garcia's orchestra to perform some deep cuts from the Broadway stage. Most of the songs on this album are what you'd call soubrette songs, cute comic numbers sung by the sidekick to the leading ingenue. Blossom Dearie had a way with a musical punchline, and while she mostly leaves jazz behind on these recordings, she ramps up her comic delivery in these performances. I'll play two songs from that 1960 album called Soubrette Sings Broadway Hit Songs, and I'll start with a rare Cole Porter song from the even rarer Cole Porter musical called Nymph Errant from 1933. This is Blossom Dearie with The Physician on Afterglow.
Once I loved such a shattering physician, quite the best-looking doctor in the state. He looked after my physical condition, and his bedside manner was great. When I gaze up and see him there above me, looking less like a doctor than a Turk. I was tempted to whisper, "Do you love me? Or do you merely love your work?" He said my bronchial tubes were entrancing. My epiglottis filled him with glee. He simply loved my larynx and went wild about my pharynx, but he never said he loved me. He said my epidermis was darling and found my blood as blue as could be. He went through wild ecstatics when I showed him my lymphatics, but he never said he loved me. And though no doubt it was not very smart of me, I kept on a rack in my soul to figure out why he loved every part of me and yet not me as a whole. With my esophagus he was ravished, enthusiastic to a degree. He said 'twas just enormous, my appendix vermiformis, but he never said he loved me. He never said he loved me. Napoleon's a pastry, Bismarck is a herring, Alexander's a creme de coco mixed with rum, and Herbie Hoover is a vacuum. Columbus is a circle and a day off. Pershing is a square, what a payoff. Julius Caesar is just a salad on a shelf. So little brother, get wise to yourself. Life's a bowl and it's full of cherry pits. Play it big and it throws you for a loop. That's the way with fate. Comes today we're great. Comes tomorrow we're tomato soup. Napoleon's a pastry. Get this under your brow. What once used to be a rooster is just a duster now. Dewberry is a lipstick. Pompadour's a hairdo. Queen Mary just floats along from pier to pier. Venus de Milo's just a pink brassiere. Sir Gladstone is a bag, ain't it shocking? And the mighty Kaiser's just a stocking. Tsar of Russia is now a jar of caviar. And Cleopatra is a black cigar. Yes, my honey lamb, Swift is just a ham. Lincoln's a tunnel, cool.
bridge is a dam. Yes, my noble lads, comes today where fads come. Tomorrow we're subway ads. Homer is a swat. Get this under your brow. All these big wheel controversials are just commercials now. Better get your jug of wine and loaf of bread before that final bow.
Song from the 1957 musical Jamaica by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg. That was Napoleon, a song that takes the bite out of some famous world leaders. Before that, we heard The Physician, a song from the 1933 Cole Porter musical Nymph Errant. Both of those songs come from the 1960 Blossom Deary album Soubrette Sings Broadway Hit Songs. Blossom Deary's final album for Verve Records was released in 1961, although it was recorded 2 years earlier. Verve producer Norman Granz had left his own label by 1960, and despite her consistently high-quality work, the label didn't have an interest in keeping Blossom Deary without Granz in charge. Her final album was called My Gentleman Friend, and it was mostly in the style of her earlier records like Once Upon a Summertime. Mostly jazz standards sung in her cool, mysterious jazz style, and featuring the sidemen Ray Brown, Ed Thigpen, and Kenny Burrell. I'll play a jazz standard from that album right now, and it's a song that Deary makes fresh and honest with her beguiling voice and her always graceful piano accompaniment. Here's Blossom Deary with Someone to Watch Over Me on Afterglow.
There's a saying old says that love is blind. Still we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had in mind. Looking everywhere, haven't found him yet. He's the big affair I cannot forget. Only man I ever think of with regret. I'd like to add his initial to my monogram. Tell me, where is the shepherd for this lost lamb? There's somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. Handsome.
Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed? Follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Blossom Dearie in 1959 with Gershwin's Someone to Watch Over Me. That's from her final album for Verve Records called My Gentleman Friend, released in 1961. Dearie would have turned 100 years old on April 28th, 2024. And thanks for tuning into this Blossom Dearie edition of Afterglow.
My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My name is Blossom, I was raised in a lion's den. My nightly occupation is stealing other women's men. I'm an evil, evil woman, but I wanna do a man some good. I'm an evil, evil woman, but I wanna do a man some good. I'm Gina Lola Brigida. I ain't Red Riding Hood. If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? Get out of my orchard, baby. Let my peach tree be. Now don't you ooh, scoo-ya-doo, scoo-ya-dee, and I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo. If you don't ooh, scoo-ya-doo, scoo-ya-dee, then I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo. So don't you ooh, scoo-ya-doo, scoo-ya-dee, and I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.
Together.